Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Rockets. The drip. Mowing the lawn. Not a bomb.
I'll get back to you though. This coming up on Saturday, you said?
Who the hell are you talking to?
1 second, please. And you'll be there too.
What?
You'll be there. Okay.
Where are you going?
We're gonna record right now. We'll call you back later. Okay, bye. He's got a phone put in.
What?
Yeah.
What century is that phone from?
I don't know. 1977. It's 77th episode. Calm down. I didn't even plan that.
We're from what? The 1900s. That's, you know that?
That's pretty cool.
You ever hear weird people flex? Say that?
No. Because it sounds old.
We're from the 1900s.
Old and sad. So
like
sad.
Like that phone?
Yeah.
Ring?
Yeah. I'm not sure why it's there, but here it is. So we got to...
Who are you talking to?
Oh, none of your business. I'll tell you after the show.
Take that shit.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal.
Was it you, Zach? Were you on the other line?
Zach?
You guys telling secrets about me?
Zach?
Maybe. I can't
don't.
Say.
Thank okay. you. Good job. Episode 77. I mean, it's a little ways out. I mean, but I hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving. It seems like eons ago by the time this episode comes out. I know. I feel like I did, like, honestly gain about 20 pounds.
Muscle.
Over the old... Yeah, just lifting
sheer muscle.
Just bench pressing turkey legs.
What a way to do it. Just walk around the store just, like, bench pressing turkeys and stuff.
Hey, can you pass the cranberry sauce? Like, yeah, sure. They hand it to you. You start curling it.
There was a guy that...
Never eat it?
There was this fucking guy in my high school that did that when I was a freshman. We had to eat in the common area, the cafeteria.
Yush.
And commons. Mm. And he would eat at the table always right next to us. And every time he would go grab a chair, he'd lift it up and he would look at his arm every fucking time. And then he would take a drink of his milk, the little milk carton, and he'd be looking over his arm.
Yikes.
At his bicep.
That's a mental illness.
Yeah. Wonder what he's up to.
Probably this.
It's probably bodybuilder.
Getting them gains.
Yeah, it's probably Jay Cutler. Not Jay Cutler.
No.
Jay Cutler's a football player. The other Cutler
opposite guy. Of fit was Jay Cutler.
Yeah.
He was the most unfit.
He rolled out of bed and he was like, "Oh, we got a game today?
Oh, shit. Can someone carry me there?
He's
and then I'll
good,
let
then.
Everyone down." Maybe he was okay. Have you ever heard that has our friend? We have a mutual friend here in Spokane, Washington. We have a mutual friend, Jimmy Nuge.
Yes.
What's up, Jimmy? I'm not sure if he listens to the show. Has he ever told you the Jay Cutler story? He has a buddy that was.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I know I have shared this story because it's one of my faves. We had a buddy, huge Bears fan, was like over in Chicago watching a game and was out at a bar and taking a piss and just like the door. Flew open, and then standing next to him was Jay Cutler, who, if you don't know, is quarterback for the Bears, and he's hammered drunk.
And the Broncos for a while, wasn't he?
Yeah, no. Probably. Maybe it sounds about right when Chicago had enough of him. And he's just standing there, they're pissing together, and his friend's like building up the courage to like say something.
Oh, yeah.
And he turns and goes, And he goes, "Hey, sorry to bother you. I just want to say I'm a huge..." And Jay cuts him off and goes, "Don't care."
Yes.
then just leaves.
I love that he's comfortable enough to do that.
I guess. If we're drunk enough. Don't care.
Well, because every time you meet a famous person, you're always like, oh, I love your work. Like, how many times a day do they have to hear someone say, I love what you do?
I don't care how many times you're impacting someone's life. At least give a fucking second.
Yeah, but it's
like,
your
thanks
own.
So much. Like, thanks so much. You want a picture? Like, fucking anything, but don't care.
He was pissing, though.
I get the obligation. You feel like, oh, you're a role model, so but I don't know. At the same time, like
just don't care.
Like, if you're you're the same level, like, you're the best surgeon in the world.
Thank you so much for saving my dad.
Not even that. Care. You're just like, dude, I saw, I heard you, like, did a heart transplant for a turkey and then gave it to whatever.
Gave it to and my
like, is
cousin?
That guy obligated to?
No, but he just don't say don't care. Anything besides that.
Like, and how he says it.
From quarterback
to care.
I love that going into a surgeon. Oh my God, you've saved my grandma's life. Whatever you don't care.
I want to see that on Grey's Anatomy.
Man. That's good. Right. That's some good stuff. Thanks to everyone. We've had a bunch of geese flocking in.
Yeah.
Flapping and honking their way into our Patreon.
Their fucking flying V's are just, you can see them. Yeah, they're all heading
south. Yeah. Our Patreon is located south. You might not know that.
Mm.
We keep it off in the south.
Yeah, real. It's at a bank somewhere.
Yeah. I get it. Snowbank.
Yeah.
You can sign up too.
I can?
Good segue. Yeah, you'll find a link in the episode description. Patreon.com/CanYouDon'tPodcast. Tons of bonus content, bunch of tiers. And that's how you get the additional content on the end of every single episode. You send something into heyguys@CanYouDon'tPodcast.com. That is the email, whatever it is. We don't care. Send it in. Thanks to everyone who does that. And even if you abuse it, we love hearing from you. And
speaking of tears, there was an episode a few back there where we shed some tears.
Where we're just crying about stuff?
Yeah.
We are recording, but we're cranking out merch, so we have a ton of new merch. One that we haven't talked about because we recorded, like, what was it, 2-3 weeks in advance?
Years ago?
Was the Rough Sex Is My Love Language.
Yeah.
And we have that on a pillow, a sweatshirt, a cup, and a t-shirt.
Somebody, we posted the picture of that saying that it was on sale, and someone, I forget who it was, commented within 30 seconds. It was like, I already got two pillows.
Yeah,
it was probably for him and his wife.
I know, but I thank you guys for... I guess you guys all proved me wrong, because I was like, no one's going to fucking buy that. I forget the episode that we said it. And then everyone's like, I'd fucking get it. We threw it out there and you did it.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks for proving me
Maybe
wrong.
Maybe we should make a blanket too.
Oh, yeah. I get a nice little down comforter and a cum rag. Oh, rough sex is my love language. Cum rag?
Yeah.
Cum sock?
That's what we need a
sock
dude.
That says rough sex is my love language?
No, we need a cum rag for... The rag that you go get to wipe off
her
back or her stomach, and it has like
I have your back.
Yes, and your front.
I have your back and your front and your thigh. Cum rag. And I also
and the wall.
Also, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Also, can I move in?
And it's your eyes.
But we can't show it on the show because we don't have it, but we also are going to be tossing a lovely Christmas sweater into the store at CanYouDon'tPodcast.com.
Getting festive.
Yeah. A big thanks to our son and daughter in Colorado running Occult Herbs and Tonics. Check this shit out, Brian. This is a business card. I don't have their names.
Wait, they're running a cult or they're running
a company called? They're running just a cult.
Yeah, that's...
And this is their invite. No, they run a company called Occult Herbs. And tonics, and check this shit out. Grab one of those things off the front here.
They're awesome.
I'm holding on to a taco seasoning that has the chupacabra on the front.
I think I saw some of these at Zach's house.
Oh, yeah.
Handcrafted in small batches. Do you remember who makes them? They didn't send the name with the shit. Zach?
The Harpers, I think.
The Harpers?
Essence. Yeah.
Okay. Because I went on the website.
Ooh, that smells good.
And it's just the company. They focus on their company. They don't give a shit if you care if you know who they are. So, good Christmas gift ideas.
Very hardworking people.
Yeah. OccultHerbsAndTonics.com. You can go and check that out. They're really good. You guys can't have these ones.
I dumped some of this.
Cassie already called these ones. So sorry about that.
Yeah, she brought them down and said they were hers.
Mm-hmm.
I just licked this, the barbecue rub. So it's mine now.
What's the creature on the front?
That looks like.
Put it in the
some
light.
Some sort of demonic something. I can't.
Love that vibe, though. Good idea. And
it looks
kind of
like
stuff.
The Grim Reaper with wings or something. I don't know.
So
and then Medusa is on this one.
Oh, nice. What's the seasoning?
It's the seafood, poultry, all that.
Perfect.
Veggies.
Keep sending stuff in, guys. It's amazing to head to the mailbox and just keep on grabbing this stuff out as we continue to amass things to decorate Zach's Zach Cave.
Are we going to need a spice rack in here pretty soon?
Fuck, can you imagine? And then, Zach, you got some cool fucking LED lights in there now.
Yeah.
I'm in Knight Rider's taint.
Much appreciated. You'll find a link to our P.O. Box in the episode description. We have one quick email before we get into the show today, and we do have a nice fucking action-packed show. I forgot to start the timer, so I guess good luck us. And as we head into the holiday stretch, everyone tends to get a little more loosey-goosey. We were talking about, I mean, I honestly, God, feel like I weigh 10 pounds more than I normally do.
You look 20 pounds heavier than you normally do. So
thank you so much.
You're being generous.
Mm-hmm. Everyone gets a little loosey-goosey than normal. So here we go. This is our kid Samus sent this in. It says, howdy do, Brian and Joey.
I'll tell you what.
Love the show so much, and I am salty I couldn't send this in sooner, but this is an amazing reoccurring habit with my best friend's dad. So their dad is quite a drinker, not out of hand, but likes to have a good time. That, just put that on a headstone. Mm-hmm. Here lies friend's dad. Quite a drinker, but never...
likes to have a good time.
But never out of hand.
Yeah.
Here's friend's dad. When he's drunk, he tends to not use the bathroom in the appropriate place. So I would go backwards and say, things are a little out of hand. Yeah. Because that's not a normal...
It depends on what your level of... out of right. hand is, right?
Like he's quite the drinker, not out of hand, likes to have a good time. He has 15 DUIs. He's left three families, his fourth family. But I think that he just likes to have a good time.
Under five.
Yeah, right? One night, my friend's parents were out drinking, as they do, having a good time. I love this guy. When they got home, they went to bed, and a few hours later, mom woke up to find dad pissing in his suitcase at the end of the bed. Still half asleep, mom asked, what are you doing? And this man, full of confidence, slurred, I'm mowing the lawn. He finished his business, went back to bed. The next morning, he was so mad all his clothes for their trip were ruined.
Mm.
This man has pissed in suitcases, drawers, the floor, and fell in it, and many other places he shouldn't. He rarely does it now, because he's just, you know, he's got mm-hmm. it under control.
Yep.
But we still clown him for it, always. Anyway, that's my story. Thanks for reading. If this does make it on the show, please give a shout out to my best friend's husband saying, suck it, brah! I made it on the show! Hope everyone on the crew is doing well. I'm looking forward to future episodes stressing my coworkers because I'm wheezing about some of the shit y'all have said. Here's another one of your kids, Samus. Samus.
Samus. Maybe Seamus? It's just Seamus. Not.
Samus?
It's probably Seamus. Oh, if I had. Yeah, whatever.
I'd go with Samus.
Friggin'
yeah.
Irish.
Yeah. Anyway, that's funny.
It's funny.
What are you doing? I'm mowing the lawn. I'm kicking my own ass.
What does it look like I'm doing? Yeah. It looks like you're pissing on our clothes.
Yeah, well, fucking you.
To someone with, like
you and
sober
your,
eyes.
Yeah, look at you fucking not with a drinking problem.
Oh, I'm the asshole.
I'm pissing in my own suitcase. Whatever, I'm out of here.
Whatever, dude.
Whatever, you go on your trip. I'm gonna go fucking piss in all the suitcases
the
I want. Yeah, sleeps in the tub full of, with this piss-filled suitcase.
Mm-hmm. Real quick before we move on here, I want to tell you why I was late today.
Oh, okay.
It's not a,
and you weren't late.
I was 5 minutes late.
Okay.
I thought I was going to be way more late.
Okay.
So this is one of those things that like all this stuff just keeps happening, and you're like, "Fuck, dude, come on." So I was getting ready to leave the house. And this is relevant because a lot of the kids give me shit for driving a Tesla, which I never talk about having a Tesla until
you don't have
we
to.
Talk about it on the show. Just owning one.
No, you find ways to talk about it.
We got you.
But I do it now because like I feel like it's I have to.
Mm-hmm. You have to defend yourself.
Yeah.
For being a big piece of shit. Go ahead.
Exactly. For saving the environment and mm-hmm. stuff. So.
Yeah, right. And being better than everyone else. Go ahead.
Right. So... I get out to go leave, and I heating up the car. I'm all excited. I'm like, oh, it's going to be so toasty. I get in there, and it goes, beep, beep, beep. Mm. I'm like, what the fuck? And I look at it and goes, present card, because they're under the thing you have to present a card. But it
your car has a bouncer?
Yeah. Show me your ID. Basically,
ejection
what it feels
seat
like.
Fucking kicks you back
because you
out.
Don't have keys. So your key card is your key.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time, I don't have to use it because Bluetooth just... is fine.
Unlocks
but it. Every once in a while, the Bluetooth will like just tweak out. and it won't. Like, the doors aren't unlocking. I have to go into my phone. I have to manually do all this stuff. And so I can't drive. But here's the problem. My wife just started at a new job last week. And she's at work. But she was driving my car and had the car. Now she has the car in her purse. And I don't know if it's in there for sure. So I'm calling her, not getting any answer. I'm texting her, hey, I need my card. I got to go do a podcast. Mm. She's busy. She works at a gym, Hot Works.
Mm-hmm.
And
now she's going to get all ripped.
Yeah, dude.
God, just make you look bad.
No, I just signed up today. I'm going.
Oh, I was
going
to say, how we feel with you having a Tesla, your wife's going to make you feel with your body.
Right.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah!
Anyway.
Anyway, so I'm waiting for her to respond to see if she has the card. Mm-hmm. So I'm sitting in the driveway like, I have to be somewhere. My car is beeping at me. You present the card. I'm like, I don't have the fucking card. And then I'm thinking about all the people that are giving me shit for driving this car. And I'm like, well,
fuck.
Look at me right now.
Look at me.
So what I have to do is I have to hop on my e-bike because I have an electric bike, too.
Do you have an electric house?
We're working on it. I'm trying to get that solar. So it's 20 degrees in
beautiful
well,
Spokane,
Southville, Spokane,
yes. Washington.
And so I have to, I'm like, how else am I going to get there? I got to get the card so I can come back to the house so I can get in the car to drive to the north side where we are. So I go try to find my battery because I took it out of the fridge so it wouldn't freeze. And so I put the battery in, it's low battery. I'm like, of course it is. Mm-hmm. So now I have to put the battery on the charger so I can squeeze a bar out so I can have enough battery to get the card so I can come back to the house to get in the car and then drive here. Mm. And so I do that, and the tires are, because it's been sitting in the garage, so the tires are low. The battery's blinking at me. So I'm driving down the road in the bike lane with no tire air in my tires and the battery light blinking at me. At any point, the tires could pop, the battery could die, I could be stranded in the middle of my house in her work. And I have that with no other option.
No.
But I was able to get there. Mm. And able to get back, but I had to pedal it, and e-bikes are heavy, and pedaling e-bikes don't work
not
very
fun.
Well.
Yeah.
So.
Well, just so you know, that happens with gas cars, too. I'm not going to go into the whole thing, but Cassie and I had a fiasco over Thanksgiving break, which I'll just say the end result was me dropping about $190 on Uber.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a long distance.
Yeah, 45 minutes each way, three times. So,
was it in 20 degree weather on a bike?
No, it wasn't.
Because that was cold.
Yeah. I guess I had to sit in an Uber, but it still cost a bunch. Yeah. All right, let's start the show.
Okay.
You ready to get going?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Zach!
Hey, shut up. Start the show already.
That took forever.
Yeah? What did?
The open.
Oh, so long.
7 minutes.
Well,
that was from when you started the timer.
Oh, man, it's probably a 20-minute open. All right, would you rather have clothes that randomly disintegrate throughout the day once a week and you don't notice until they're completely gone? Okay, so you're standing there completely nude. Or you have to slam your entire hand in a door once a week. And both of these things are for the rest of your life.
Oof.
So I mean, it's pain.
Oh, like severe pain,
or
too.
Public humiliation. Which one do you think you're going to go with? And I love like the little tweak in here about your clothes randomly disintegrating, and then you don't notice until you're nude. Which means
that like, would suck.
Yeah, if like the sleeve of your shirt starts falling off,
you can feel it.
You don't notice. You don't notice till you're fucking naked.
Oh, no, I was going to say, if it's something that's falling off, you can feel it and look down. Mm-hmm. But if it just disintegrates, you wouldn't have time to notice.
Just fucking complete.
So you just be like.
Yeah. It starts fucking.
Just standing in line somewhere.
A presentation? At work? Doing a PowerPoint?
And that's why we think the numbers by 2026 are going to be up and to the right.
You have your little laser.
Looks like you're up and to the right.
Yeah, ooh.
Down like, into the
looks
left.
Looks like someone loves PowerPoints. You have your little laser pointer, but you're so nervous heading in. You're like, oh, man, I think it's going to go well. and you're like, you're engaging with the audience, and you're on your final slide, and you're going through, and you're like, in your head, you're like, fucking nailed it. And the last time you looked, like, everyone was engaged. And then you turn back around, now it's just police.
Wait, just waiting for you to finish so they can arrest
you. Everyone else is gone. People are crying. And you're like, and that's why I should be vice president. And click your laser pointer off. And then all the police are like, sir, please put your hands up. Please put your laser pointer on the floor.
Right. Yeah. Get on the floor.
I can explain.
I just had a thought when you were saying, like, when, like, just immediately coming to. So, like, picture, like, you're at home for the holidays. Mm-hmm. Say your Christmas. Someone got a VR headset, and it's your turn to do it. You put the headset on, and you're right in the middle of a game. So, you're, like, swinging. You're playing this game.
Playing tennis?
Yeah.
Beat Saber?
Yeah.
Hitting the blocks?
Your clothes disintegrate. And you can't hear anything because you got headphones in, but your dick's just slapping against your legs and your body and your family, like, gam-gam is just sitting on the couch, like, oh, dear.
People are, like, going, oh, and you're like, I'm not doing that bad. You're checking your score. You're like, I'm fucking killing it. Like, what the fuck are they booing? They must be jealous. And outside, because in your VR, have you used VR headsets that guys got an Oculus or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have your own speakers in there.
VR porn? Oof.
Oof. I know, we talked about that once. Fucking change your life. Please back up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your tits are in my eyes. This is way too close. This is beyond reality. Like, right now, I am in your stomach. Will you please back up? Having sex, but you have to do this. You have to, like... Like,
yeah,
you have to look behind your own head. It's like, please back up. Whatever film company made this, like, you guys don't understand how this works.
You want to feel like you're in the moment.
And they get too close, and like the VR, it makes it extra blurry, and you're like, please get this. I don't like this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it. No, but on the VR headsets, if you've never used one, they have speakers. So you're in, like, you really are in your own world if those mm-hmm. speakers are cranked. So inside, you're just hearing. Wait, I have some music. Hold on. I have something that'll. You're hearing okay. This.
Yeah.
Is this a good
you're
one?
Doing like a dance one where you're flopping around.
Oh, fuck. Wait, come on. There. So you're fucking.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the music, like, you hear this. Your family
score's gets racking up.
Your family gets serious. Your dick and balls bounce off your thighs.
Yeah, because they can't hear they the hear music nothing. That you hear.
They hear nothing. You're hearing this.
Yeah, you're.
And outside, they can hear.
Slap, slap.
You're so out of breath. Every now and then you go, yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to do it, guys. I'm going to do it.
You guys are watching, right? Squeak, squeak. Your bare feet on the wood floor. I mean, to you, it's fucking amazing. I mean, to you guys.
Right. That's the thing, because you're like, you're in your own world. Completely in your own world.
And your kids are crying. Grandma's packing up. They're getting her walker out the door. You just ruined Christmas.
Yeah, because by the time you take the headset off, the scene is completely changed. I did it, guys. I think I broke the record.
All right. Pepper, you're up. Rip the head. Everyone's gone. Like, the police are there.
And it's like a Christmas Vacation where they're like coming through the window and kicking the door down. There's fucking SWAT teams in there.
Every time, you know, because the police are there. Yeah. Doesn't matter what you're doing.
Again?
You're reading a book at the library? And you're like reading to the kids. And I will not have green eggs and ham. Sam, I am. Fox in a box. And you fucking close it and look up and the police are all sitting in the kid chairs. Yeah, you're like,
they just give you a little finger. Let's
happen
go.
Happen again? God
Let's
damn go. It. Hungry little caterpillar. And you flip the page and turn back and then the police are all sitting where the kids were. Crisscross applesauce.
I love that idea of like where you're so wrapped up in what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And this is going on. Like the police are like. You know, like you see like a school shooting or something and the cops are like going, the kids are filing out.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's the scene that I'm picturing. It's like, come on, move it on out.
They wouldn't dare interrupt. What is it, very hungry caterpillar?
I don't know.
Remember the holes in the book? Come on. Like, everyone knows that book.
I've seen books with holes in them, but I don't know if it's what is it, very hungry caterpillar?
I bet you have. I was wondering if it was very hungry little caterpillar. But he eats his way through the book. He's like, and then he had two plums and three apples. Fuck you guys.
I think I've seen this cover before.
Good night, moon. Good night, book. Good night, mouse on the house. Good. And he just fucking close it up, and the police are like, come here, sir.
They're like, and they're like,
God. He looks down, you're like, God damn it.
There's got to be some sort of a one-liner, like, good night.
Good night. Good night, me.
Yeah, yeah.
Good night, exactly. Prison cell.
Yeah.
Good night, bailiff.
Good night, fucking...
Security guard. And good night, blood gang. Good night, Crips, and good night, Bloods. Good night, Sewer 13.
What is that? Is that a gang? Yeah. Sewer 13?
MS 13?
What's it?
MS 13?
What's the SUR 13?
I don't know.
I remember in Moses.
You guys would be a lot cooler if you guys were part of gangs like I was.
In back in Moses Lake in the 90s, like early 90s, there was a F 13.
That's an airplane.
I know, but it was also a gang.
And you're Moses Lake, so you guys just couldn't read it.
Florencia 13, also known Southside Florencia 13.
Put in sewer SUR 13. I has to be a gang. It was spray painted all over my playground.
SUR?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Sur
13, yeah.
Sureños, also known as Southern United Raza.
Oh.
Viva la Raza!
You don't hear that Jimmy Buffett song.
What? Founded in 1960.
That joke didn't land. Felt right. I don't. Whatever. Fuck you guys.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace,
Jimmy.
Fucking leading a yoga class. You're like, all right. Mm. And for the last one, downward dog. And you bend back up. Oh my God. And it's nothing but police officers doing the move.
It's like you're in warrior pose.
They're doing. And you open your eyes, and it's just police officers mimicking you. You're like, God damn it!
The one where you go,
yeah. You bend way up and arch your back. You're like, and breathe. And you open your
and God, fuck.
And fucking downward dong. Don't you mean downward dong? You're like, fuck. You open your eyes, the police are all there. So there's that.
Or
slamming your hand in the door.
And the paramedics are there.
Yeah. Pain or and just like randomly, and there's so many doors. You can't just like, you can't just not have a door around. And there's so many times you use doors, you just never know which one you're going to accidentally. It could be front door, it could be bedroom door, car door.
Car door would be the worst.
Going into a business, like going into an interview. You got this, Joey. You fucking got it. And then right before you walk in, you slam your whole.
So you're that, or you're sitting there in the.
Well, you're naked.
And you're naked in the. Interview too.
Right. Oh man. I don't know if I have any cons. Nurse looking at you.
What can you bring to the company?
I can for sure bring clothes. That's like, we got this dick.
What can you bring? I can bring this dick.
Bring this dick. You're not naked? They're like, what? Like, damn it.
Shit, I thought I was trying to time it right. I
thought for sure it was going to happen.
This whole thing. Like, sometimes my clothes just disintegrate. And
I mean, just out of.
Sorry, it's not going to work out.
Pure not being naked places, I think I'm slamming my fucking hand in a door. Oh, it sucks.
Dude, there's something
I've had my hand slammed in the door.
I have too.
It fucking sucks. Every week, randomly.
I probably just wouldn't leave the house. Leave the house anyway.
Just get ripped and, you know, hopefully you stay in a community where if this happens enough, they realize the black magic of randomly being nude places.
Have you ever, I mean, I'm
going to your kid's school to pick them up. Hi.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm right here. You see her screaming. You look down. You're like, fuck.
No, it's bring your parents or whatever the.
Parent teacher conferences. That's a good one.
I was thinking of the job day where tell the kids
career
about
day.
Your career day. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you're just like up at the board describing what you do. And then there's, you know, 6-year-olds.
Mm-hmm. And you're just nude. It's a lot. It takes too much away. Yeah, I can slam a door, deal with pain. I'm going with hand and door. I'm going
foot and mouth.
Nice.
Disease. Or hand and mouth? Yeah. Is it foot and mouth?
It's foot and mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. But your hands can
hand
be.
To
hand
to mouth.
That's ass to mouth. You're thinking of ass to mouth.
Oh.
Yeah.
ATM.
Yeah, you're thinking of ATM.
Slam a hand on ATM.
Zach, what are you thinking? Nakedness or slamming your hand?
Nakedness.
Nice.
I've slammed my hand. I like my hands.
Yeah, you have so much hair. It's like you're wearing a fucking suit.
Yeah, nothing could stop me.
Yeah, you look like Teen Wolf.
Thank you.
So you'd just be like, you'd be good at basketball. You could surf on the top of vans.
He is good at basketball.
I know, but he'd be extra good because he's a werewolf.
I don't know if I could surf on the van, though. But you'd be good if I was Teen Wolf. You're right.
Yeah. Okay.
How come he got so good at basketball? Because he's hairy.
Wolves are badass.
Yeah, wolves. I got those reverse jumpy legs or whatever. Whatever.
I'm gonna go nude. I'm gonna go nude. Just because.
Okay. Fine.
Pain sucks.
Pain does suck. All right. Let's take off to. What are you thinking about? Although, you like that fun?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Although, if I was riding the bike to pick up my car key card today,
nothing
in 20
more,
degree weather and just naked.
Is there anything that's more embarrassing than just riding an e-bike? Yeah. Riding an e-bike naked.
Naked.
That's the only way. Hey, looks like your battery's a little low. Shut up! Officer fucking Kirkland. You know it's cold out. All right, bro, get in
Officer
the car.
Officer smart ass.
Officer smart dick. Whatever, I'll get back in my Tesla and you can fucking lick my balls.
Wait till I get in my car, dude.
Dude, it's so hot in there.
Oh, never mind.
What?
Nothing.
Okay. All right, let's do it. You ready?
Yep.
Okay, yell at Zach? Maybe?
No.
Okay.
Hey, Zach, can you do that thing that you do?
Hey.
Hey, what's up, babe?
What are you thinking about?
Nothing. Actually, you know what? I'm thinking about a lot of shit.
What are you thinking about?
Tell you what I'm thinking about, Joe.
Tell me.
I'm tomorrow getting on an airplane.
Leave.
And when this comes out, I'll already be back.
Oh, okay.
One
of those.
But getting on an airplane, getting on four airplanes.
What?
Sitting plane, going game.
That's right. Sitting plane.
Going game.
Yeah.
This.
Yeah.
See, Zach, that's why you make the medium bucks.
Happy to be here.
You know what I mean?
Just happy to be here.
Happy to be here.
Happy to be here.
Going to go watch the Huskies probably lose to Oregon. Hopefully, I'm wrong. Hopefully, I'm wrong.
Sitting plain cheering team.
You're wearing like the classic of all classic sweatshirts, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love my team, but I'm also realistic.
You guys are lucky you escaped from the Apple Cup with the win.
I know. The last 6 months or six weeks have been like that.
So against Oregon. Anyway, go ahead.
Everything you're going to say, I already know. Mm-hmm. So anyway, going down to watch the game. Hopefully, when this comes out, they've won and we're in the college football playoff.
Right.
But I just had this thought like the other day. I have to check in, you know, for my call or my
airplane.
Fucking airplane. And then I just got to thinking, like, why don't you fucking load the back of the plane first?
Okay.
I get there's probably all sorts of reasons. There's all going to be all these answers.
First class is in the back by the bathroom?
No, you can. No, so here's. I know what people are going to say about first class.
Yeah.
Fuck. And I'm not saying fuck first class.
Have you ever ridden first class?
Yes.
Fuck yeah, first class.
I know it's amazing, but here's why this would. It benefits first class.
Okay.
If you load the. From back to front, if you're riding first class,
mm-hmm.
you don't have to get on the airplane mm-hmm. and sit. In a fucking uncomfortable airplane and do all this. I mean, it is first class.
Let's fucking talk about that for a second.
But.
Oh, my sound of it. There it is.
Yeah. But, like, you get on the airplane last
mm-hmm.
and then you get off first. Like,
right.
What better situation is there
is that? Yeah.
To have?
Like, how much time do you want in the tube?
I would rather have the least amount of time. Yeah. So, if you're going to use that as a thing, in my head, crossing that off because that doesn't apply.
Okay.
And I guess, like, sure, okay, do we, really, I mean, thank you for your service, but come on.
What?
Why does that guy
want to spend more time on an airplane?
Yeah.
One way, yeah,
but
that's
like,
a fair point.
What does he get, what does he get on an airplane first?
Well, I get why they get to. I bet you if we pulled the audience of listeners that have served, do you want to be on the airplane sooner? Like, I think it's an honest question.
Yeah.
You're like, all right, you can. Anyone?
And obviously, I'm kidding.
Yes. People, thank you. Because there are some people who be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Because you always get those emails.
You hate America, you hate troops.
Like the emails when we were fucking around talking about the national anthem and how fucking stupid and boring it was.
Yeah.
People were like, oh, it's kind of looking, here's the importance of it. We're like, we fucking know. It's a comedy show. Thanks for. Anyway, so I bet you if we polled the military community, like among all the kids out there, what is it? Like, why do you want to get on the airplane first? Do you care or do you wait anyway?
So it doesn't leave you behind.
Yeah.
Is it, do they do that so they can recognize them? Because I get
maybe,
that.
Yeah.
Like,
same with first class. Like, you pay more. And so you're getting called. And like, everyone else is like, I want to get on the airplane. I want to get in the bouncy castle first. Yeah. It's just like a human thing. Like, you're getting the special privilege of being ahead of everyone else. Because in most situations, being able to be the front of the line makes you feel good. Like, it's a reward.
I get it if you need to get, like, Southwest. Like, I'm flying Southwest. So...
And you have a Tesla?
Yeah.
Now you're confusing me.
So, well, it's my wife did the, she picked it. Oh. We had some airline miles.
You guys just wanted to like experience homelessness?
Right.
Got it.
We live up on the South Hill. It's like, I got to feel like what it's, you know, to be in the slums like every once in a while. Got to stop at a gas station every once in a while to get some sunflower seeds.
Hopping on Spirit Airlines.
Like watching people. Fly Virgin all I remember the time. When I had to get gas.
What'd you say, Zach?
You can't fly Virgin all the time.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
So, what was I saying?
I don't know, that you're rich or something like that.
Southwest.
Yeah, so, Tesla so like, you know, it's first come, first serve type of thing. So everyone's so sporadic, and then so you're waiting. It's, I don't know, it's just weird. Like, in my head, I know I'm probably wrong, and I'm going to be told why I'm wrong.
Yeah.
But in my head, like, just let everyone go in the back. Like, you know how we get off of a plane? You start from the front, and you file out.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it make sense to do that with the opposite way also?
This is why I love science. Because you're not alone in this thinking at all.
But science will prove that
it's you're very wrong.
Okay.
Yeah. Because it doesn't... Okay, one thing is humans. That's the biggest one.
Humans
are fucking suck at listening to directions. And then even if you load in chunks, okay, so you're going to have your boarding group, right? And then sometimes you get the cute little boarding person, what are they called? They work in the airport and they have like A for amazing. And they say the fun words like that.
Yeah. Well, that's going to be like Vegas. They're always like, woo,
super nice. But anyway, so you're still going to have your boarding group, but it doesn't help out at all when they have to go all the way to the back and then back everybody else. So the line, if you factor in the airplane and then now take it down the bridge and then out into the lobby, once it backs up at the back of the airplane, the line is actually going to be way longer. Does that make sense?
No.
Okay. So if you serve front to back, the line moves more steady and gives you like the impression that you're loading the plane because you're going front to back. So the line's kind of always snaking to the back of the airplane. But if you go to the back and then it stops and then goes back from there, people stop. They're not going unless they lined everybody up by seat exactly. Like, okay.
Let's do that.
Row 30, but people are people. That's what I'm getting to.
People.
Next. I know, but they show
follow up, the directions.
They show up late. They're not there at the right time. And then you have people walking around outside, be like,
it's not my fault. Like, they're fucking
up,
idiots.
Lining up tallest to shortest. Like, kind of the same thing.
Well, it says on my ticket, it says
5'10.
Group B, C, or like number 33 or whatever.
I'm just saying. This is just what science has put in. So it's actually one of the slowest ways to do it is going back to front because it clogs it up and people are shoving their fucking suitcases in and the suitcases come towards the front, which by the time everyone from the front tries to get in, they don't have a place to put anything. So now they have to go to the fucking back of the airplane.
Why don't they do it in the back where they're sitting?
I know, but it just runs out. You know how airplanes are? They've just trialed it all. Because think about an airline. What they're going to want to do is they're going to do the most effective way possible so they can have more flights throughout the day to make the most amount of money. So if back to front was the best way to do it, and Mythbusters actually did an entire episode on loading airplanes, and they found the same thing that all the airlines did is back to front was like 15 minutes slower than front to back.
This is like solving for X over here.
Mm-hmm. Because of just the way they have all the graphics to show you with people stacking luggage and how fast it is. But neither way, front to back or back to front, is the fastest way. One of the middle ground ways, you know what it is?
Probably window seat, aisle seat.
That's fastest. But the problem is it splits families apart.
Fuck them.
So like if you're traveling with someone who's sitting in an aisle seat, but you have a window seat, you'd be like, anyway, bye. It's you take off and go load the airplane, and then they come in fucking 10 minutes later and sit next to you. That is the most efficient way, but families travel together, and I can't, like, wave to Ezra and be like, anyway, look at the sign, and I'll see you when we get on board, bud. Because then once you start giving exceptions for people that are two or three or four, you might as well go back to fuck all.
Well, but they let families with little kids on early.
Little kids.
Yeah, so that's fine. Stay that.
Yeah, but if they're five, they're not little anymore, but they're still dumb. Can't just leave them in the lobby and be like, I got a window seat, buddy. You fucking figure it out.
No, like, it's, you know, 12 years old. Let's make it 12.
Sure, they're still dumb. You'll see.
Yep.
You'll see. You have high hopes for your children.
No,
they're still dumb fucking idiots by 12.
I realize it. But maybe we can do a little bit better as a society.
100%. So, no, back to what I was saying, one of the like medium ways, but it turns out to be the way that not many people like, is it's a free-for-all. We're loading the plane and everybody goes in. It actually loads pretty fast, but you have to get up and down from your seat so many times that people like voted over and over again during every experiment to be not satisfied with it. Because you're like, oh, I'm settled in. And then, but you're like, fuck, you have to get up and then get down and then get up and then get down. And people voted like, I don't want to do it during boarding? Yeah, during like randomness. So it boarded fast, but people just got sick of getting up and down.
Why don't they say something like, see, this is like, so seats, let's say there's 35 rows.
Okay.
So that means what, 70 window seats?
Okay.
So what if you split it up by window seats?
Well, yeah.
So window seats up front.
It's called the Wilma.
Everyone go in there.
Window, middle, aisle. Wilma. I don't know what the I and L stand for, though, but it's WMA, window, middle, aisle. And that is the fastest way. And they actually space them out by odds and then evens so that everyone has to walk further than the last person. And it works out great. It's the fastest way. But they found through like doing studies on it that people just suck at listening. So now if that one person isn't in the right spot, they're two back. And then it just starts piling up again because they have to pass other people. It's a whole fucking thing. Like people have to be in the exact order to load it as fast as possible.
This is why. You wonder why I don't want to go do anything or leave my house. This is why.
Because of airplane boarding?
No, just people in general. Like you,
well, yeah,
that,
I know.
That, honestly, like people, they, like, they're really so self-absorbed that they can't put aside their self for a second.
But you've also met people, right?
Yeah, but that's, I know, that's what I'm saying.
They're the
like,
worst.
I hate myself sometimes because I'm the guy that opens the door and then stands there and lets six families through.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
why do you hate yourself for that?
Because then my family's already sitting in the restaurant and I'm still holding the door for someone because no one will go, oh, let me take that and let me go in there. So I'm holding the door.
Right.
I'm trying to be nice, but and six families go through and not one person says, oh, I'll take it from here.
I'll take it from here.
That happens all the time. When I leave a fucking arena, I walk out the door, turn around, and make sure someone's coming, hold the door, and then everyone's filing out.
You got to do the handoff move, man. Where you open it, if it becomes too much, then you have to just do the backhand hold. And then someone puts their hand on the door.
No, that's what.
And then you let go. Yeah. And you gotta let go.
I know, but I'm just trying to be nice. Like, why can't other people do that?
Because we live in this shit planet. But the intelligence level.
I have to travel with these people.
Yeah, you have to be on the whole planet with these people. So imagine that person, and then put them like you were like they have to stand in a perfect line or get there on time or not be having a sandwich at Starbucks in the other terminal.
How hard is it to just get there?
Until 5 minutes before? Because life happens. It's like,
no, it doesn't.
This is the exact way. If it worked, great. If it worked exactly as planned, there's a lot of better ways to do it. But this is what they found to be the most sustainable way.
I get that. Now I'm off the back to the front. I'm on to people now.
You know what? Fuck airplanes. You're like, you know, how about you just blow them up?
Fuck it, I'll start driving. I want that fucking jet, the jet train
line.
The line. Mm-hmm. I want that.
Mm-hmm. Before we move off to Dick, I will say this. Coming. What's that?
It's coming.
Oh, it is coming.
15-minute cities.
Oh, yeah.
Care for what you wish for.
No, I'm fucking excited for that.
Okay.
I don't care if they get to control you. You get everything you need, right?
Just sneeze and it's over, buddy.
Oh, no.
Just kidding.
They'll just drop the walls. They'll border it off. No, before we move off to Dick, was one article that I did read about this talking about you. Fuck it, I'll just drive. It came back to that, too, a satisfaction with flying. And he goes, well, it's not that bad because no one's fucking getting in their car. They'd be like, well, is it easier to fly or drive? And if flying was that bad, they'd just drive. But they don't. They get in an airplane. So it's not that bad.
Well, because you have to, it's the lesser of two things, right? Like, it's like, well, I could drive.
And it's really not that bad.
No, it's not that bad.
Yeah. It's the same with the free-for-all of boarding. If I have to get up a couple times, but we get out of there 10 minutes faster, I don't fuck.
Personally,
I don't give a fuck. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I agree.
But then they have all the proof and data that people are like, I don't like it.
Yeah, because Joe people are selfish.
Joe coming armed with data today.
Well, I had to read. Okay. I remember learning about it, and I had to read up with it again. Well,
I'm fine with the data. And I also realized that somebody I asked people about this, and they said there was an airplane that, like, it tilted up because of the weight.
Yeah.
But that was confusing to me because it's like, why wouldn't that happen on deboarding?
On anything, ever. Yeah. On deboarding and then just lift the fucking, what's it called, the bridge? Mm-hmm. Where they drive the exit. What, I don't know what the fuck it's called. What's it called? Now it's bothering me. They drive the taxi, the fucking tunnel over.
Mm-hmm.
What's it called?
The tunnel.
The tunnel?
Yeah. It's...
it's off...
Fuselage.
No, that's the airplane. I don't really know. The thing that goes up to the airplane that you walk through, the tunnel. Thing.
Is that the engine?
That's the engine. Nailed it.
Nailed it.
What is it?
All right, we're going to move off to Dick. We're actually staying in airports for our first Dick story. You give us what that is when we get back, okay? All right. Zach!
Is it dumb? Is it interesting? Is it cool? Then it's Dick.
Did you figure it out?
Still looking.
Damn it.
Boarding bridge. It's called the boarding bridge.
That's boring.
That jetway.
Jetway!
Jet bridge, sky bridge.
There it is. That one makes sense. So I came across this product. And I was just looking at cool fucking products. I was actually looking at it originally to put into the Hey, Look What I Found segment.
Mm.
Now, it's $900. It has some distance to travel, so I'm guessing it's going to be closer to 1,000. But this is the Avis, the Forward X Avis Auto Follow Suitcase. Side follow robot, 20-inch carry-on, has Edison Award winner. I mean, this seems like a pretty cool idea.
Johnny Five Alive.
Mm-hmm. And Cassie and I were shopping, and we were also talking about that, too. I was like, what? I mean, it's almost 2024, and I'm pushing my shopping cart? I can't have an app that I can open up, and my shopping cart will follow us, like, wherever we go? And it has the AR, has the scannies to stay out of the way of other shopping carts.
Mm.
Why am I pushing my shopping cart? I just thought that was really funny. And then I came across this fucking suitcase, and I was like, that's pretty cool. Where you just get out of your car, you link it up to your bracelet, and then your carry-on suitcase follows you. And I was like, that's sweet. And then I started reading the reviews.
No disassemble.
And I was like, this... is that's so a... funny. This first review was sent in by user Taco. It says, great technology, terrible QC and support. Once you figure out how to drive it, works great on open spaces, not so good on crowded environments. And right there, just picturing you in your cool techie suitcase, and then someone's ordering, like we were talking about, a sandwich from Starbucks and gets fucking kneecapped from behind by a suitcase going 15 miles an hour. And it just keeps going. Zipping around the fucking airport.
The worst, going off.
Yeah, just going off the rails. And this thing fucking does. And the worst part is the telescopic handle that has a very fragile point where the T-handle meets the extension rod. Unfortunately, is made of very brittle resin and cracks easily. Already did it to 2 units. So that comes back to... Wait, are you looking at it? Zach, my computer. Already did it to 2 units, which means this motherfucker has spent almost $3,000 on this motherfucking suitcase. Oh, for fucking carry-ons. It said, even worse than the support, there's no warranty for the part, nor anyone in the U.S. that can fix it. So the second unit I got cracked the first day of use with no options to repair it, making it useless. The technology is great, but the production unit is terrible. Maybe this is why they're selling them at a discounted charge off Indigo, the Indigo price, and not the proposed $900 retail price, which I will say it's back to that. So maybe they fixed their brittle T-handle.
They had a software update.
Advise, wait for version 3 if it ever makes it to market. Okay, moving on here.
I love that basically what happens is is it just becomes a really expensive carry-on bag.
Oh, yeah.
If it doesn't work right.
Yeah, and people wrote about that. It fucking sucks. It's basically an amazing phone charger at this point. Oh, my God. I bought this because I thought it would make travels easier. I was wrong. Although I did get it set up, it would lose the tracking several times while walking through the airport. It was cool that everyone looked in disbelief, but that's where the fun stopped. Although I have clear and global entry to expedite my travels, this suitcase put a stop to that. You'll get flagged when it goes through the scanner every single time.
Flagged by sheriff.
Like it's fucking full of switchblades. Happened in multiple countries going through security checkpoints too. You'll have to open the bag, show them the motors in there and the battery in there. I actually made a video because some of the countries didn't even speak English. Thus, the novelty wore off fast, and I threw it out when I got back to America. Instead of saving me time, it cost me more time and security, and I kept having to look to my side only to see the suitcase was no longer next to me.
That's great. Oh, shit! When did it... Not knowing when it trailed off.
When it just took off to go fucking whatever gate. You just have the coolest walk, like you're walking away from an explosion in a movie. And like everyone being like, that's cool. Eventually, like that kind of look stops. You turn around, your fucking suitcase is gone.
Or it's just spinning or something.
That's part of it. It's coming up. That's a handful of the reviews. Is that it would follow you for a good amount of time and then just start spinning.
And now you're just standing there waiting for it.
Come here. Come here, boy. Come on. Right here. Holding your wrist out. Like you have a little bracelet. Like, come on. It's like, me.
That's so funny. If you're trying to be discreet, too, at the airport. Like the airport. I don't want to raise any suspicion at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And there's your bag going.
I am a bomb.
I am not a bomb. I am not a bomb. Do not call police. I am not a bomb. Just start spinning.
I'm a bomb.
Yeah. Start spinning in a circle. Not a bomb.
Start speeding up. Not a bomb.
Click. Just kidding. April Fools. And then.
Oh, shit.
It just starts going. Like, the further you get away from it, I picture this thing. I don't have one. I picture it like going.
Like, oh, yeah, because it's getting away from the bracelet.
Yeah, how fast or slow you go, it's like 5 miles an hour. 25! Just takes off. People are diving out of the way like, fucking what?
I want to see, like, I'm visualizing a long shot. Like, if this, let's say this is in a movie or a show. This long, wide shot of nothing. Or, like, some people walking, and all of a sudden you see this thing going. And then, like, a couple seconds, some guy's like, Stop! That suitcase! He's chasing after this thing.
Which one? And then it zooms out further. There's, like, 500 zooming suitcases.
This sounds like the Jetsons or something, dude.
Hello? And they're all talking to each other?
They're all talking to
Excuse
each
me?
Other, yeah.
Excuse me? Not a bomb. I am also not a bomb. Spinning around each other. We're not bombs. And then take off and opposite. Everyone's just screaming. Kids are crying. Not a bomb. In the bathroom peeing. This little suitcase is next to you. It's like.
Not a bomb.
Trying to. It's backing up.
Right. Because you bring it in there and you set it off to the side to go piss.
Not a bomb. Not a bomb.
Does it say like how close it's that it wants you?
Yeah. Let me read this last review and then we got to get going. Fuck. I mean, maybe this might be the only dick we do this week. I know that we're going crazy here. This is from a guy, SRQ web guy. See that? Something web guy. I bought mine as an early backer on Indiegogo. Delayed for more than a year from promised date. They had to pay an extra tariff to receive. That's not a good business model. I can't wait to have my cool carry-on. Can you pay this $400 tariff? Sure. The case itself is well constructed. As for the following feature, you know the main reason you get it.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is apparently afflicted with ADHD. It is like a poorly trained dog. Only used it on one trip. It would follow for 50 to 60 feet, then stop and spin in place. Where are you?
Need input.
Squib web guy. I am lost. Help. Remember when we were talking about the whatever city that was using the auto robots to deliver food?
Yes.
And they fall over. Help. Help. You're trying to sleep and there's a fucking robot full
outside
of
your window.
With pancakes in your yard laying down just going, help. Help. Help.
Pancakes.
Syrup pouring out. Help. Oh no, it was it rolled through the fucking the murder site.
Right. Got caught up in the crime tape and shit.
That's what it was. They're trying to secure the area and a fucking Uber Eats robot came rolling through with a pizza.
Help. Didn't do it. Not a bomb. Not a bomb. Not a bomb. Pepperoni. Not a bomb. Help.
Oh, my face.
Help.
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 It's muffled by some weeds.
Help. Help.
Especially he's flipped over and there's dogs gathering around trying pissing to get the pancakes it. And
Help.
Stuff.
Help.
Anyway, so stop and spin in place. You're supposed to hold your wrist out towards it wearing a tracking bracelet so you it can find you again. Come on, come here.
You're just walking through the airport with your hand out.
So this guy was standing in a hotel for about 2 minutes looking like an idiot. Like a disobedient dog.
Mm-hmm. Come here. Leave it. Leave it.
Heel.
Heel. Drop. Sit.
Drop it.
Sit. Not a drop bomb. Drop it. Not a bomb. I know you're not a bomb. We know you're not a bomb. I'm not a bomb. I'm not a bomb. Come, suitcase. Luggage.
It's voice activated.
It's so great because it's supposed to make everything easier.
Make you look cooler and funnier,
but
yeah.
It's just like, is you're just a fucking train wreck at the airport.
So looking like an idiot in this hotel, arm extended, pointing at a suitcase, twirling in the middle of the floor. Like it's a magic trick. They had to walk back to retrieve it. Oh, come here. Grab its leash.
Yeah. Hands on the hips. Get over here.
I guess we still have some work to do.
The train, like, yeah, it's not trained right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Happened multiple times and even ran into me once. Extremely disappointing. Like a kid running into you at the grocery store with the car. God damn it.
Yep.
They hit your ankles.
Oh, the worst.
Extremely disappointing and a complete waste of money. Good idea, but nowhere near ready for prime time.
Prime time.
Anyway, I just thought that was fucking ridiculous.
That's so great. Funny.
Let's move off to petty beef just because we got to do the thing with the show and stuff.
Not a bomb.
All right, let's do it.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Not a bomb.
Silence in the court.
You are now entering the petty beef courtroom, where all sides of some bullshit will be heard and evaluated. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final-ish. This is petty beef.
Boom. Help.
So this was sent in by our daughter E, who writes, "Father, Mr. Daddies. Hi, I'm listening to an episode and you guys asked what movie you'd like to watch again for the first time. And if I could, mine would be Cocaine Bear. Have you guys seen that?
Yes.
Okay, so I remember reading the article. I've never seen the movie. For my 20th birthday, my family and I saw it in theaters and we all sat there with our mouths wide open for the entire movie. 10 out of 10, would recommend. But here's the real reason why we're here. So, I work in a store that has two parts. Half of the store is a grocery store, and I work in the little coffee shop section. One of the people that works in the main grocery store, who I've never spoken to before, we'll call her M, comes over and asks me and the two other baristas I'm working with what she should eat. She says that she has stitches in her mouth. I don't know why. And she can't eat anything hard like sandwiches. And she asks what
Word
we...
Word is dick.
Yeah, we fucking yeah, dude. Yeah! And it asks if there's anything that we'd recommend. My fellow baristas respond with things like pumpkin loaf, then the banana loaf. Then I smile and say, I could blend a sandwich for you. At first, M laughs. Then her face changes and she looks pissed. So my barista friends and I are all laughing at my joke when she looks at us and says, you know what? I'm actually good. Then proceeds to storm away. Then halfway out, turns around and says, that was hysterical. Confusing. So my coworkers and I are, you know, confused. And I told my boss because I didn't mean anything by it and want to make sure I wouldn't get in trouble. Then my boss says I shouldn't make, quote, those kinds of jokes. So now M is telling multiple bosses and coworkers, but I don't think I did anything wrong. Also, what are those kinds of jokes? Anyway, sorry for the long email. Love you guys. Your daughter, E.
Those kind of jokes. Funny.
Fuck that job.
Yeah.
I would never make it. I wouldn't make it through training. Like one line. I mean, you got to test the waters. You're going to be there. You're showing up to a place. I mean, you're not going to wake up every day and be like, can't wait to go to this place and serve coffee. You're going to get over that little honeymoon period and then eventually start hating it. And then it comes down to who you work with. Because no matter what job you do, eventually you're not going to like it. It's just the
nature of the beast.
Yeah, 99 point whatever percent of whatever job, if you have to do it, eventually you're not going to want to do it. That's just human nature. So if you can't say something like, I can blend a sandwich for you, without M being like, I'm going to tell everybody about this. You better, starts filming you, say it again.
You're done.
And then I would say it again. I would grab her phone and yank it into my face and be like, I can blend a sandwich for you. Like as close as I can. Mm-hmm. Like, is that good enough? Like what are you trying to prove by that? It's so weird.
I agree with you. The whole thing, like, you wouldn't last because that's how I would get through those days. It's like, mm-hmm. It's like, we do that stuff anyway. Mm-hmm. When we're chatting or whoever I'm with, I'm always cracking little things. Like, sometimes they hit, sometimes they miss, and you just got, you know, whatever. So if you have clientele like that, you'd hope that you could kind of have that give and take.
It's a coworker. She just doesn't work in the coffee part of it.
Oh, wait, maybe I heard that wrong.
Like, there's some kind of weird rivalry between grocery market. It's like, imagine a Starbucks inside of a Target. I'm guessing that is the situation. So you have the people that work for Starbucks, and you have people that work for Target. And someone who worked for Target came over to the Starbucks and asked, like, what can I eat? I have stitches in my mouth, which is also a weird thing to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just leads to more questions than answers. Like, could have been, I mean, was it just getting your wisdom teeth out? Because that stitches in your mouth.
Or did you wrap your lips around something too big and it's shredded your lips?
Right.
You bit a guy.
You bit a guy who happened to be, his face was made of razors? We don't know. You were the Joker? Maybe you were swimming and a deep sea fishing boat caught you? Like right in the mouth? You're like, oh, goddamn. They were using a Starbucks panini.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, that looks fucking good.
That looks really good. It's weird. I never see those down here.
Yeah, rarely.
Not very often you see
Mr. Chase that like down this. Here.
Couple hundred feet down.
You got your fucking orange pool floaties on. You're like, holy shit, is that a Starbucks panini?
What?
No fucking way. All the way out here.
Wow.
Wow.
Here, what are the odds?
What are the odds? I mean, I feel bad for the fucking person that lost this.
Yank.
Ow! Fuck! I got one! I got another Target worker!
Dude, there was a lady, I had to go into a...
She's fighting! She's got
fighter.
Floaties on, it's gonna be... Shit, she's wearing floaties? Oh, that's gonna take all day! Yanking it back and forth. Come to the other side of the boat, she's going under! She's on the other side!
Just picturing the wild fisherman, like an ocean fisherman.
Mm-hmm.
That whole scene.
He's got a big old chaw in.
Yeah.
Got one? What'd you get? It looks like a Target worker. Well, how do you know that? Look at it.
She's carrying like some cliche nightstand. She's kicking around in the ocean.
Yeah, and it has like a... this house is run on shenanigans.
Oh, yeah. Live, laugh, love.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
I had to go to Safeway one time, and there was a Starbucks in there. I was going to go to Starbucks,
because
there was...
And Safeway was in the way?
Yeah, basically. So we put Starbucks into the maps to go, and we're like, oh, sweet. We pull up, and it's a Safeway. Mm. Oh, fuck.
But
there's nowhere else
here
to get a coffee here. So go
where
into
do I charge
place
my Tesla? This fucking sucks.
Right. Sometimes you run into that, you know?
I'm aware.
So I go in there, and I was, luckily, the same situation. I was cracking some jokes, and the lady was fun. But she was very much like, I ordered whatever I ordered, a caramel macchiato or something. And she's like, man, I look at these drinks, and I'm like, oh, I should try something like that. And I made a joke about something like, yeah, you've been getting your coffee without fun or something like that. And at first, she kind of made this.
Take a little skim off the top. Oh, that's funny. The skim, skim milk.
Yeah.
No, but it was like, because you know my wife, she can't eat gluten, so I'll be like, yeah, she'll have the whatever minus the fun.
Which, of course, she can't have gluten. Her husband has a Tesla,
right? so it was. I made a joke, something like that, like, oh, you've been having your coffee without fun or something. Oh. And she kind of gives me this look at first. I'm like, oh fuck, it's gonna be one of those. And then she's like, oh, that's funny. Yeah. Well, I always grew up on black coffee, and I'm like, whew. But it was like, okay. She took that. Mm-hmm. It was an older lady, so you didn't never know how it's gonna go.
Mm-hmm.
But she was like, she was fun about it. Mm-hmm. Like, why couldn't this lady just be fun?
I don't know. It's not even offensive, and that's what kills me about it. Like, I can blend a sandwich for you.
Well, she took that as like, that's a stab at me.
Yeah, because you have stitches in your mouth, and you just said you can't eat hard food. Mm-hmm. I would have broke her fucking jaw and be like, now can I blend a sandwich for you? You fucking bitch!
Or
something. I mean, whatever. Whatever.
Broke something else.
What would have been?
I don't know, like...
Wind?
Her ear or something.
That doesn't...
Can you break someone's ear?
Yeah, ask all the cauliflower guys.
Yeah.
Cauliflower ear.
Yeah.
Explains a lot.
Yeah.
Like, what? I don't know. You tell me.
I'm more of a broccoli guy.
Cauliflower. Can we just talk about that for a second?
Cauliflower ear?
Cauliflower sucks. No, not the ear. Just the cauliflower.
Actual,
yeah.
Well, they're making pizza out of it now.
I know, and it's fine. It's fine. Can I blend it for you?
So here's... Okay. I was at a conference one time, and one of the things that they had was that. They had cauliflower pizza, and I'd never had it before. It was kind of the early stages of it, and I was like, wow, there's something that like I could eat and not be like over like bloated and stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, I could eat a whole big fucking thing of this and not feel that bad. Yeah. I ate it, and I was like, it's not that bad.
Mm-hmm.
Then, like a year later, they finally got into the stores, and I was like, oh, sweet, it's finally at the Target or wherever. Mm-hmm. And I went and got one and made it, and eating it at home, I was like, oh, this fucking sucks.
Should have got a pizza.
Yeah. It was like the idea of it and trying it in beta phase was
because your expectations
great.
Were so low.
Yeah.
And then they went up, and then you went and got it.
Because I was thinking,
like,
fuck, if this is good, I could just eat this and not get all fucking fat.
I could just eat this.
Yeah. That's all I could. Yeah. Seriously. I could eat this all the time. And then I was like, no, this isn't good.
We have to work on a new jingle besides pizza bagels. Cauliflower pizza in the morning, cauliflower pizza in the evening. Cauliflower pizza's on a cauliflower bagel.
No one cauliflower's on my pizza.
You can have cauliflower pizza.
Pizza fucking sucks every time.
You can have cauliflower pizza every time. That'd be so funny if you squeeze that in. You're like, what? Yeah. Mentos, the fresh maker. You guys can't do that.
Wrong company.
Yeah. Well, so E, you got to quit your job. You're not going to make it.
Yeah.
Hopefully you already got fired.
We're on her side, and I think you're not... you're not thriving. You need to find
somewhere where you can put a PG joke in and not have it reported to bosses. You're never going to fuck that. Because she said she was her 20th birthday or something. That's when she said to watch Cocaine Bear, but Cocaine Bear is not old, so maybe she's 21, 22 now. Fuck that job. E, get out.
You're too fun for that.
No, you got a whole life of fucking shitty jobs ahead of you. Get out of that one.
But just don't be that person that at 7 o'clock in the morning when you roll up to a barista and they're like, hey, what are you out doing today? I'm like, dude, I just fucking woke up.
That's a sick car.
Yeah.
Does it fart outside the windows? Yeah, it does.
Yes, it does.
Show me.
Show me.
You just hear house music blasting from the inside of the drive up. You're like, fuck. Never coming here again.
Dude, I don't know. Maybe their bosses tell them to be that way, but I'm like, I don't want that.
Too much.
It's way too much.
No.
They're like in your window.
Yeah, they just jump in your car. Like, have you heard this track?
They're leaning
bigger,
over.
Bigger, like, faster, faster, stronger. Like, yeah, I fucking heard it. Look at me. I'm 40.
Ring up, April.
Better, faster, stronger. Make it better. Like, yeah, I've heard of Daft Punk. Get the fuck out of my car.
Check out this new band I just figured out.
Better, stronger. Let's take some good news.
Okay.
Right now.
Okay.
Zach.
Sure.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Hooray, we aren't doomed.
Yeah! Hooray, we aren't doomed.
Okay. Well, this story is a little bit old now, just because when we originally had it in here, we ended up having to skip this section, so it's in here now.
It happens.
So basically, this guy... The body of a 71-year-old hiker who went missing in August was found in southern Colorado mountains, and his loyal terrier, which had survived in the wilderness, was still at his side.
Oh, my goodness.
A rescue group said. Anytime there's a debate between, like, dogs
being
and cats,
loyal or not.
Well, dogs and cats, or, like...
Oh, yeah, I gotcha.
I mean, just, like, point to a story like this.
When was the last time you heard about a cat laying by it?
That cat would be so... He'd be out of there so fast. He'd be like, nah, this guy's dead. I'm going to nibble on his neck a little bit and then
bounce.
Get some energy to go find somebody else to feed him.
Go hang out with this coyote. More my vibe. More sporadic.
What? But, like, I mean, come on.
Come on.
That dog was willing to lay there and die with the person.
What type of dog was it?
Well, it says terrier. Let's see.
Oh, Jack Russell.
Nice.
Yeah.
We have a Yorkshire Terrier. And she follows me all over the house. I've almost broken my neck several times just because I'll turn around and take a step and she's right there, right by the stairs.
Oh, man. My brain just went to such a dark place. I've almost broken my neck several times throwing her across the room.
You've been in my house.
kicking her out of the bathroom.
Joe was over one time. We were down the basement watching
porn,
something, and we were eating pizza. Mm-hmm. Remember, she walks up. She's like, I'm like, I was like, just fuck off.
Mm-hmm.
I sat down with food because she wants something. I'm like, you didn't say anything when I was up and around.
Mm-hmm.
You wait till I sit down. And Joe's just like, so funny. Something that needs, well, I forget how you said it. It was like, something that does what it normally does and just you're freaking
so
out.
So mad at it.
Yeah.
Can I have some? Hey, you guys, you got plenty. You got plenty. Can I have one?
Just let me
look. Fuck you. Go, that looks good. That's good. Looks like you guys have 40 of them? You think a little of me could have some? Get the fuck out of here.
Dude, this is what I toss it with all the time. It's like, when I'm sitting down to do something and then she needs something, I'm like, motherfucker. And then you read a story like this, it's like, oh, wow,
she'd be there.
She would have done the same thing. And here I am bitching that she needs to go outside to go. And then I bitch that she pissed on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what she wanted.
Yeah. Yeah. The whole time.
What an inconvenience.
I don't even want that.
I just want to go outside.
I don't want those chicken nuggets. I just want to try and save you some time because I really have to pee.
I don't want to pee on the floor because I know you'll get upset.
Mm-hmm.
And here I'm getting upset because she wants to go outside. So I won't get upset.
I know you think I want some chicken. I don't. I'm just going to pee on the floor. And you got so mad last time I peed on the floor. Get the fuck out of here.
Okay, I'm going to pee on the floor.
Okay.
The fuck did you pee on the floor for? Stupid fucking dog. I'm getting a cat.
Getting a cat. Fucking cats don't do this. Oh, I still love you. I still love you. I'm so sorry, man.
Even though you just kicked me across the room, I still love you.
Can I kiss your legs and rub on you? Get the fuck off my legs. Yeah. It's a funny relationship.
It's like a battered, when a wife feels like they can't get out of the relationship.
Yeah. And I mean, fuck. Yep. And sometimes they can't.
I'm saying that with such ignorance. I know there's a lot more to it than that.
There's a lot more to that, yeah. You know, like financial stability,
yeah.
Social
implications.
What, because they can't get their own job?
No, they can get a job.
Oh.
They can, but the guy will beat them for not making enough money.
They'll pay less. Yeah, they get paid 70% on the dollar.
Yep.
That's what he's beating his
wife
about.
They got the
kids
at home. They do that. He's like, yes, they care of the kids, and they get mad about that. Yeah, that's a
whole fucking
thing.
Just ask for a raise, if you'd make more money. Well, I can't make more money because the job won't pay me the money. Well, then get mad at my boss for paying me less money.
No.
I'm just
going to hit you instead because fuck you. So those are the good guys in the world.
Boss. Yeah, he can
no
hit
way.
Back.
Yeah, he's strong. He'd kick the shit out of me. I would never do that. This is like a massive hike. The peak that this guy was hiking is 12,500 feet.
Why would you take a terrier up there, though? Seriously, like...
Maybe he needed the exercise.
Yeah.
He was a fat little guy.
That's a lot of exercise.
That's a ton. And
I'm not taking a fat dog up 12,000 feet.
And he still hung out there. Finney, the dog, had lost about half of his body weight when he was discovered, but appeared to be in relatively good shape. Man.
Half his body weight, but he still had his full heart.
Yeah. Didn't lose half his heart, did he? But yeah, he could have easily just eaten the person. And he didn't.
Could you imagine that dilemma? The dog's like,
fuck.
God, I'm going to die, or I got to eat a finger.
Guy.
I got to start nibbling a finger.
I'm going to fucking eat a finger. So this dog's better than I am. I'd eat that finger. I wouldn't just die out there. I'd eat that. The guy's dead. He's not going to miss a finger.
If you and I and Zach were out on a hike, mm-hmm. and Zach and I died, who would you eat first?
Zach.
Aw.
No, it's going to be more fun to watch Brian decompose.
Yeah! All right.
Yeah.
Good answer.
And you have more of you. Like, not in a fat way. You're just longer and...
I got some good meat on me.
You got some lean meat.
I could get so high eating you.
You could, for sure. Stay away from the lungs.
Yeah, I just have one bite of meat and just get so fucking high. And just laugh about Brian's dead body.
He's like, look at his deterioration.
Oh, quit hitting yourself. Quit hitting yourself. Just so high, making you jerk off.
Look, it looks like he's jerking off. That's There's so a funny. Dog next to you. Look at look at him. He looks like he's jerking off.
Look, everybody.
look, everybody.
But I'm just so high.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, never mind. No one's here. Take another bite of Zach and keep jerking you off.
Who is that?
With your own hand. This is so funny. Brian would love this if he was alive.
No, you ripped his hand off so you could eat it, but then you start jerking me off with his hand. Look, Zach's jerking you off.
You guys are both dead. The options are limitless.
Yeah. Who's going to stop you?
No one. Nothing. The police, maybe, when they get there. But like, why is his hand on his dick? Like, funny story.
Yeah.
Check out this video and just show him the... Why don't you call us? Your phone still works? I'm so high.
Shit, dude.
Dude, I'm so fucking high.
I was making a TikTok.
You guys have any fucking Cap'n Crunch or something?
You're posing us in like a tea party scenario. Just, hey,
yeah.
Pass the tea. Hello.
This is so pretty. Okay, let's take off to something that I found on the internet this week.
Okay.
And we got to hear from some of our kids.
Okay.
All right. No, Zach, do it.
The internet is pretty wild. Depending on your browsing habits, you can either experience something super cool or go to prison. Crazy, right? Let's check it out together as a couple. Hey, look what I found.
Yes, that's awesome. Hey Zach, quick update, what's the runtime on this episode right now?
We're at 1:14.
Okay, perfect. All right, good. I think we're gonna be okay. This one should be pretty quick. I just thought this is a neat little thing. It's a novelty sticker pack for your car or truck. I love Amazon descriptions. Because I just throw like keywords in there in case someone was looking for like sticker packs for just a car.
Right.
Like, will this work with my truck?
Of course it will. Look,
yeah,
it's in
car
the title.
Or truck. Car or truck. But it's a like fun sticker covers for unused buttons in your car. So you could have like some that say tax and oil slick and marbles.
Nice.
So things that you don't use. Shields. Rockets.
Send it.
Ludicrous speed.
Eject.
Missiles.
Well, funny thing about ludicrous speed is Tesla has that option.
Oh, that's really funny.
It's hilarious.
Does it have a banana option? Ejection seat would be so funny to put like on the seat warmer for the passenger seat.
No, don't push that.
Like, oh. No, I have heated seats. You have ejection seat.
That you almost ended up in the stratosphere.
In case my seats get too hot, you can get the fuck out of here. But I just thought that was a funny, especially with Christmas coming up and everyone looking for some dumb gifts. But there's certain things you just don't push on your door. Maybe outside windows and locks. There's some weird shit over there. In a Tesla. It's a fucking space world over there.
Mm-hmm.
But this is just a funny little stocking stuffer idea.
Mm-hmm.
I'd want to see some pictures of people picking this thing up. It's cheap as shit. $7.99 for a good joke. The picture that they're showing here, because you have the traction, like the auto traction on and off. And then I don't even know what is next to that. I'm guessing like it's the auto engine on and off. If you're going to turn your fucking parking sensors off, like who the fuck would ever do that? Like how you don't want to be alerted that your car is going to bump into some shit? That's the whole point of having fucking fancy things. Mm-hmm. So you're never going to turn it off. Why not put some rockets on it?
Well, it's pretty annoying. Like in my car, it's like you're driving along and you get kind of close to the car. It's like, beep, beep, beep. Like, dude, chill out. I'm not that close.
It's kind of like how your dog's annoying.
Yeah.
Well, oh my God.
Dude, what do you need now?
I see it. I didn't know you saw it, Brian.
Not a bomb.
Not a bomb. Help. Help. Help.
Your car just.
Yeah.
That's what I want my car to say. Instead of farting and people walking by it.
Help.
Not a bomb.
Break the. Not a bomb.
Help. Not a bomb.
Not a bomb. Help. Me too. What?
Hashtag.
Hashtag me too. But yeah, check them all out. You just go to novelty stickers for car, truck, unused buttons. Anything you do, you throw that into Google, it's gonna get fucking pulled up. All right, let's hear from some of the listeners. That was it. Zach, fucking go! Hey, Google!
All right, let's hear what you guys think.
Really? You want to talk to me? Wow, that's cool.
All right, Joseph.
Yeah?
Let's do one from Mandy.
Okay.
Our daughter, Mandy.
Hi, Mandy.
Mandy just sounds like a hot name. I don't know why.
I don't disagree. Mandy.
Right. Sorry, now I'm all boned up. Mandy. Thanks a lot.
I can feel it from here.
I didn't even do anything. All I did was set her name.
And you pushed the desk toward me, so yep. That was rude.
Hey, Brian, Joe, and Uncle Zach. The only thing that's missing is her going, hi, daddies.
Hey, daddies. It's Mandy.
It's Mandy.
I demand you. Get it?
Yeah, I get
demand.
It.
Okay. Zach has an exclamation point. Can you reread that, please?
Hi. Well, it's probably for everybody. Hi, Brian, Joe, and Zach! Unfortunately, I can't refer to any of you as dad. Oh,
yes, you can.
Oh, daddy or uncle, because I don't have any issues with you.
Man. Oh, that's funny. We can make some.
Yes, that's funny.
Hopefully, we just made some.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I'm not sure what to file this under, but I wanted to share a story with you.
Mm-hmm.
I recently finished a rough draft of a book that I've been working on for almost 3 años. Mm. 3 years.
Nice.
But like any good writer, there were certain things I needed to research. The story is about one of those research topics.
Okay.
I was about to start writing a scene where the main character was doing cocaine.
Nice!
Holy cow. With a bear, maybe? With a group of friends that he just made. When it occurred to me that I didn't remember what I was like doing coke because I hadn't done it since I was 13. Well, yes, I was born and raised in Florida. I'm nice. A dedicated writer, and I was not about to just take Reddit's word for how cocaine feels. I needed to know so I could accurately write the experience. So I bought a responsible half a gram and split it with my husband.
What are you? You can't be like, I got to know what this is like.
Is that not very much?
It's like this much.
You can't get your whole face in it.
Have you seen Scarface?
Yes.
So he had like half gram on the table.
That's a half a gram.
No,
it's no. Not. I was going to say, holy shit, it's like a half a pound.
I just knew I had a chance to fuck with you, so I'm going to keep doing it.
I mean, I'm not that stupid.
Half gram is tiny, tiny, tiny
amount
of cocaine.
Is that like when they have a little baggie? Like
that's a gram. So then go half of that. What it is a waste of time. Keep going.
All right. The cocaine hit us. Well, and they split it. So they split a half a gram. So that's nothing.
Couple lines.
Joe would not want to party with you.
With who?
With her.
Oh, no. I'll bring the cocaine. You bring the fucking letdown.
You leave your husband at home.
I'll bring the cocaine and then you just don't come.
Like that's. I'll just do it by myself and tell you what it was like. That's what you should have done is just ask Joe.
Ask Joe. Actually, I don't remember. I got to do more cocaine. Go ahead.
All right.
Back to you.
I was about to start. Oh, shit. The cocaine hit us in two very different ways. I immediately wanted to get my shit together and get rid of practically everything I own. And my husband wanted to bone, which is.
Isn't that pretty much any normal relationship?
You don't need cocaine to do that. As soon as the kids go to bed, my wife's like, oh, I have stuff I can do. I'm like, yeah, me too.
I could have rewrote this entire sentence. The cocaine didn't affect us in any way.
Yeah.
I wanted to clean stuff and my husband wanted to bone. So we didn't affect
it. It's a regular night.
It's a wash.
Any other night.
Yeah. It must have been baby powder.
It's a placebo, right? Mm-hmm. He is relentless and he won.
Nice.
Ah!
yeah.
I was having a hard time getting into the moment because I just wanted to dump most of my clothes into garbage bags and donate to Goodwill. So we both did another line, and he carried me to the bedroom.
Picturing Goodwill using that as like a ad campaign. Yeah. Donate a shirt, get a free half gram of cocaine, and then donate more shirts.
That's just to get you in the door, and then you bring a bunch of shit.
He's like, yeah. I'm fucking so nice to you guys. You have some more shirts.
Here, I don't need this.
I don't need this. You have shirts. Blah, blah, blah.
Actually, I should probably do some coke because I don't know what it's like.
No, yeah.
So here I am trying to, I'm acting like I'm on cocaine.
It's good. It's such a letdown, I promise you. Go ahead.
He is really good with his tongue, and he knows it.
Nice.
So to try to shift my focus to where he wanted it, he started to go down on me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It was a really good plan, and at first it was effective. I was really getting into it, and he started enjoying myself. Unfortunately, that was when he... Oh, what the
fuck? What the fuck just scared the shit out of me? Put your phone on silent.
I didn't...
Rider.
What are you doing over here? Are you new?
I have kids!
The world.
Okay, go ahead.
Sergeant Joe, unfortunately, that was when he got the drip in the back of it. Maybe you should read this, because I don't know these things.
You're doing a good job.
The back of his throat, and he got hit with the waxy cocaine flavor. Reeled back from my snatch and gagged. I was utterly mortified because I thought my pussy must have had an off flavor, and I started crying a little.
Oh, no.
And then he starts laughing so hard that he starts crying, too, and explained to me that it wasn't me, it was the drip.
Oh, yeah. You know what the drip is?
No.
Cocaine knows later on leaks down the back of your throat because it gets like the excess goes down and it numbs your throat. Mm. So you taste it like longer, like later after you've done cocaine.
Got it.
Yeah.
It was a great night for research, but if you're going to do cocaine, be careful what you do immediately after. Love the podcast. My husband and I listen all the time. We're proud of you guys for sticking it out despite the rough start. May the honks be ever in your favor. Ooh, Mandy.
That's a nice little sign off there.
And I got through that.
You did. You did. Want to get through a half gram of coke? Actually, you just do it. Zach and I will
it
watch.
Just doesn't. It's not like a. Oh man, I need to do some coke.
You don't. No one. I mean, that's the problem.
That's
no
all
one,
I need. No is to start to. Doing coke.
And maybe I just never have done the best coke ever, but it's such a letdown. But there you go. Like you do it, and it ruins so many movies. Zach, can you agree?
Yeah.
Because all you do is you see it, and everyone's just like fucking yeah. And
then Wolf
you
do of it, Wall Street.
Yeah, and you do it, and you're like, what? Okay. Yeah,
exactly.
Like it's such a nothing thing. There's a reason
my lips
why.
Are numb. Huh, that's fine.
Yeah. There's a reason why in other countries they just fucking chew it off the plant all day. It's like having tobacco in your mouth. Like it's seriously like a coffee in a lot of cases.
Mm.
And then it's a coffee that doesn't even last as long as coffee.
Right.
Like it's really
very expensive letdown.
Yeah, it ruins a lot of movies. We're like, what? That's fucking it?
I'm curious to see like the same effect you would get from like a really strong coffee and then the price difference.
Mm, yeah, probably $50. No, off of just a line of cocaine? I'm not sure if you can just buy a line of cocaine.
Is that what a cup of coffee would be?
Yeah. Back in the day when you could buy a line of cocaine, like $5. That's where that whole joke came from. Was a guy charging who asked me and my buddies to go do cocaine in college, this huge black guy. And we're like, what? It's so nice. And then we went in there and then he trapped us in the room. It was like $5. It made us all pay to leave the room. Or else he wasn't going to let us leave. He gave us all cocaine and then charged us $5 to get out. And we were so scared of him.
That's a decent business.
Take your
model
coke
right
and get
there.
The fuck out of here.
Yeah. Like, and we're like, that's so nice of you for sharing. And then he's like, $5. He made us all pay to get out of the room.
That's pretty funny.
Yep. So, yeah, I guess one line of cocaine is worth about $5.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, that's the whole thing. I think I made this.
Minus inflation.
I think I made this joke earlier and got some flack for it. And it was like, because when you start doing coke, like the people you're hanging out with are people you wouldn't normally hang out with, right?
I guess that depends.
Like if you're...
You'd be surprised the amount of people that have done.
No.
But yeah, gotcha.
There's people who have done coke and there's people that are just like...
Out of their minds.
Yeah. So like when you're hanging out, you're like, what am I doing here?
Mm-hmm.
Like these are people I wouldn't normally be associating with.
Like being in a gas station, it's like a collection of people from all walks of life, but they all need gas and Butterfingers.
Yeah.
And you're like, what am I doing here? Like, why are you here with me? Oh, because you need gasoline too? All right. I guess we'll just stand here together. Okay, that was a fun episode. Number 77. Round of applause. Look, there's some good laughs in there. Be sure to sign up. Be part of the gaggle. That's how you get the bonus content. We'll keep going on the back end of this episode like we do on all episodes. And you'll find a link in the episode description to patreon.com/canyoudontpodcast. I do want to give a big thank you. It seems like we had a little spike over the last couple weeks of people that were signing up, so thank you so much. You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook where we post some stuff, but we've also found it to be kind of a waste of time given what we're doing right now. Like, if you follow us and you're like, why don't I post anything? It's because, like, we posted a bunch, and then we realized no one fucking cares. Yeah. So we just focus on the things that seem to matter. But we do post stuff from time to time, so get alerted about merch drops and other funny, dumb shit on our Facebook and Instagram. We got the YouTube version, the video version of every show. Just go to Can You Don't Podcast on YouTube. Send something into the show at heyguys@canyoudontpodcast.com. And thanks to people that are rating and reviewing us. Wherever you listen to your podcast, if you head over there, and you want to do something that takes a little bit of time but has a giant impact on us, head over and rate and review the podcast where you listen. And then thanks to Uncle Zach,
hey,
producing today's show and also just being a stand-up guy that I would love to eat and then use his hand to jerk off Brian.
Mm.
And that's saying a lot. I hope you know that's a compliment.
Can you stand up in that room?
He can stand up in the room,
he's
but not
a stand-up guy.
Yeah,
but he's
not on the way out.
Not on the way out. No.
He hit his head on the door frame and then also the metal pipes.
Mm.
I'm in like a cave.
Friggin' lurch.
Nice. But you got some LED lights now.
It's fucking, yeah. Knight Rider in here.
It's fucking, yeah.
Fucking, yeah, dude.
Fuck yeah. Scatcast.com.
If you're trying to explain the English language, dude, it's fucking, yeah, dude. What does that mean?
Is it? Is it? Scatcast.com. That's scat with a K. Go check it out. People have been, had a handful over this past week of people writing in and heading over and checking out Scatcast for the first time and loving it.
Thank you.
There's some, what's the word I'm looking for? It starts with an S or a C.
S or a C.
But it's when things come together.
What?
Like some synergy. Is it synergy?
Yeah.
Is that the word I'm
That's
looking
the
for?
One. With like the two worlds,
the
universes?
The world's colliding. The mm-hmm. worlds are colliding, Jerry!
I speak to you to go. Baby!
Aren't you going with me?
I'm going with you! That's rapey.
Yeah.
Are you going with me because I'm going with you?
Yeah.
What a pickup line. Are you coming home with me? If not, I'm going home with you.
If you're not coming with me.
Power on. Man 5000.
Yeah, dude.
Took a while for that to click in the old brain. And thanks to the babysitters that run our Facebook page. You guys seriously kick ass. All right, let's wrap some shit up. I got a fact for you this week.
Mm.
Okay, Zick.
Good God. Wrap it up already, huh?
Good God.
Good God.
I feel like, yeah, we went quite a bit over this week. That's a fine. Who fucking cares?
More for the peeps, yeah. The kids.
So the world's longest mustache, because we were talking about mustaches a couple weeks back.
Because of yours?
Yeah. Was over 18 feet long.
Woo.
And it belonged to a guy named Ram Sign...
Singh?
Singh?
Ram Singh?
Ram...
Ramstein.
Stu. Duhas.
Moose. Moustache.
Moustache long. Moustache long. Ram Singh Chunhan of India, and he cut it off back in 2013. Look at this fucking mustache.
Amazing.
What? He's holding it out with two hands extended, you guys.
So I'm assuming...
And it droops way down. It's like a drape.
I'm assuming it's like this,
yeah.
Or because that would that be or coming off? Because that considered a beard,
like the world's longest Fu Manchu.
yeah, because it could be a beard, but a mustache is different. So
yeah.
as long as it's
18 yeah. feet long.
Like imagine holding your beard like he is. It's
yeah.
Going, yeah,
yeah,
see, yeah.
Let me think about it.
Yeah,
like and then it's also it got to a point where it's so long. And then what happened in 2003 where he's like, "Fuck this thing."
Yeah, just
it has something to do with a girl. She's like, "I would love you." But I have one issue.
Can you cut it to 15 feet? My limit is 15 feet for mustaches.
Having a talk, like a serious talk with your girlfriend, but she's pushing your mustache down, like it's coiled up on the table. She goes, listen, I really love your personality. I really love your personality. Yeah? Well, what's the issue? I'm going to need you to cut your 18-foot-long mustache. Never! Please for me.
Please, Ramsing.
And she's shoving it out of the way. You're in bed, like she's using your mustache as a pillow. She goes, please, it's tickling my cheeks. Fine.
Anytime you have the world's longest anything, after a while, it's got to just be fucking annoying, right? Like, it's cool.
That's for a dick.
But even.
What's that guy's name? Biggest dick guy?
I don't know. Larry Holmes? I don't know.
That's not what? It was some name like that. You
it's
knew
a boxer,
it.
Boxer, I think.
Huh?
Isn't Larry Holmes a boxer?
No, that's...
No, you knew his name last time we talked about Biggest Dick. You had, like, right off the
Peter rip. North?
No, there's no way that guy. That guy just came a bunch.
It's got to be Larry Holmes. Wasn't he a porn star with a really big dick?
This guy is not a porn star. Yeah, I'm not even sure if he can get his dick hard. It's like 13 inches flaccid.
You're right. That's right. Larry Holmes is a boxer.
Mike Tyson?
What's Holmes'
just type
penis?
In biggest dick. Don't start with Larry
well,
Holmes.
Well, now I'm trying to...
isn't it a French guy?
John Holmes.
Like a no, something Falcon. What's his name?
Falcon? Longest dick.
Dick in the world. John Falcon! Jonah Falcon! You knew that off the top of your head
no.
the last time we talked about giant dicks!
No way.
Yes, you
that,
did!
No, that doesn't... Jonah Falcon?
I don't know. How come I knew it off the rip this time? What is happening?
I'd never said that name in my life.
Jonah Falcon. And it's a white dude who says a monster fucking dick, dude. Oh, man. It doesn't matter. Whatever. We'll look it up. We'll talk about the bonus stuff. All right, let's say goodbye for this week.
He reports by seventh grade his penis had grown to 9.5 inches.
Say bye. Brian, 9 is not even close.
10.5 inches at 15.
That's not it. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.